This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Allergy season is on its way and you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Save $200 on the 3-Pack. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code Howie3 to order.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Each of our nations is going to take steps to deny most favored nation status to Russia.
And the time has come to hit unfriend.
We're also taking a further step of banning imports of goods from several signature sectors of the Russian economy, including seafoods, vodka, and diamonds.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Now, former Empire star Jussie Smollett is waking up behind bars after being sentenced for staging a hate crime.
Your very name has become an adverb for lying. And I cannot imagine what could be worse than that. You really craved the attention, and you wanted to get the attention.
I'm innocent! I could have said that I was guilty a long time ago!
If I did this, then it means that I stuck my fist in the fears of black Americans in this country for over 400 years, and the fears of the LGBTQ community. But I did not do this.
Dramatic forms of narcissism, they have a hard time gauging how long they've been talking about their problems or themselves.
You say I'm a narcissist?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. You know, we've been playing a lot of Joe Biden cuts today, but we've been somewhat remiss in not mentioning Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States. The eyes of the world are on Kamala Harris, as she might put it. Cut seven.
Absolutely, there should be an investigation. And we should all be watching. And I have no question the eyes of the world are on this war and what Russia has done in terms of this aggression and these atrocities. I have no doubt.
The eyes of the world are on. May we quote you on that, Madam Kakala? Time now for the chump line.
Biden keeps saying this is short term. His memory and presidency? Yeah. But inflation? Not so much.
Yeah. As some famous economist once put it, in the long term, we're all dead. And if these prices don't stop, our bank accounts are dead. You hear that woman in that last hour? She's up in Maine. She's turned the heat down to 53 degrees. I don't even think a sweater helps you much when it's 53 degrees. You got to put a couple of sweaters on.
17 That's, Nobel laureates in the economics.
Economics. What does Vice President Harris say? Vice President Harris.
Is the left thrilled with Russia? You're darn tootin'. It's allowed their jargon to become highfalutin. With the art of persuasion, they've used the invasion as a way for plugs to blame it all on Putin.
Yeah, you just heard those cuts. Putin, Putin, Putin. Russia, Russia, Russia. Is there anything Russia can't do? And they have a gross domestic product much less than the state of California, which is a total basket case itself increasingly. The Chump Line is brought to you by Hart Transportation, now a Bison Transport Company, always offering better pay rates and great benefits with many drivers averaging $100,000 a year. Go to hart-trans.com. That's H-A-R-T-T with two T's, hart-trans.com.
When asked about the Jussie Smollett verdict, President Biden was quoted as saying, Russia is responsible.
That's right. That's right. If your favorite team loses in the conference tournaments this weekend in college
Democrats
basketball,
didn't cause this problem. Vladimir Putin did.
Just that's the answer for everything. There's no There's no toilet paper at your local supermarket?
Democrats didn't cause this problem. Vladimir Putin did.
An earlier texter down here in Florida said, you know, when he was when we were playing the cuts of Biden coughing, he said, that's exactly what happens to me in Publix all the time. I'm just shopping and these old-timers, 80-year-olds, come up to me and they cough on me. Whose fault is that, Joe?
Democrats didn't cause this problem. Vladimir Putin did.
Next.
Howie, Bill Weld calling. I hear you're coming to Beantown next week for the St. Patrick's Day breakfast. I hope to be there, too. Perhaps I'll have a wee taste of the creature.
A wee small taste of the creature is the way he used to put it back in the day with Billy Bulger at Halitosis Hall. The time of St. Patrick's Day in South Boston, it's returning to the new Halitosis Hall this year. I can't hardly wait. Actually, I can wait.
Will today's mask-up holdouts be akin to yesterday's Kerry Edwards bumper sticker holdouts?
Those things lasted a long time, the Kerry Edwards bumper stickers. I think all the Biden bumper stickers are already gone, aren't they? They are rarer than the proverbial whale's tooth right now.
Joe Biden said he wouldn't comment on Jussie Smollett's prison sentence, but he loved him in The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah. That was the first sign you had that that Jussie was full of bleep. Jussie Smollett, the star of Empire, and you go, who? Star of what? Was attacked by two MAGA supporters. Really? MAGA supporters are watching this show? I don't think so. They attacked him at 3 in the morning of the coldest night in a decade in Chicago, in a gay neighborhood. Oh, okay. That's about five, six lies right there in one voiceover about the tragic hate crime incident. But we weren't allowed to say anything. Like Dave Chappelle said, you know, everybody knew from the second they heard the story that it was total nonsense, but nobody was allowed to say anything for a week, 2 weeks maybe.
Jussie Smollett is worried about not killing himself in prison? I didn't know he knew the Clintons.
A recurring theme ever since he uttered those words last night in the courtroom in Chicago.
I hope Jussie Smollett doesn't beat himself up over the 150 days he gets.
30 days in the hole. And then another 30, and another, and another, and another.
Seven, 840-948-222-542-42. That is the number for the Howie Karchev Show. Timmore. What is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are we saddened or gladdened that they closed our Russian McDonald's?
Gladdened. I prefer the hamburgers at Five Comrades.
I think that guy's giving me the needle, but I like the thing about the Five Comrades hamburgers. I do prefer the hamburgers at Five Comrades. And you know, while you're waiting for them, they have peanuts that you can just take out of the shells. It's great. And they have an open bar on the soft drinks. It's one of the very few places you can get draft diet root beer. Not something I'd go to the mat for, but if it's there, I'll drink it.
I reached out to Nick Maduro because, like me, he won a suspicious election. And like Barack America, he likes dogs.
His people like dogs because they ran out of they killed everybody, every animal in the zoo, so they had to start going after the dogs in their neighborhoods. Can we have some whispering and yelling as long as we're here, Taylor? Cut 59.
Reduce the deficit by $360 billion.
We, the Democrats, while the economy grew.
Do you prefer him whispering or yelling? I prefer him yelling. Cut 60.
I'm on track to be the first president in history to lower the deficit by over $1 trillion in 1 year. So I'm sick of this stuff.
And he doesn't even have to pump his own gas, and he's sick of this stuff. Can you imagine how sick we are of it, Brandon?
So Jussie Smollett is finally going to jail. Well, at least he'll still get to vote.
Probably get to vote more now.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line, go to Chopped Chumps. We post Chopped Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day, every weeknight around 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Eastern Daylight Time as of Monday, but Eastern Standard Time tonight. And get your Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Hart Transportation, now a Bison Transport Company. Always offering better pay rates and great benefits, with many drivers averaging $100,000 a year. Go to hart-trans.com. That's H-A-R-T-T with two T's, hart-trans.com for more information.
7-840-948-222-500-4242. That is the number for the Howie Karchev Show. Timor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are we saddened or gladdened that they closed our Russian McDonald's?
Gladdened. I prefer the hamburgers at Five Comrades.
If you're going to Five Comrades, I prefer the double cheeseburger with bacon, lettuce, tomato, and onions, too, and fries, because they tell you what farm the fries came from. I just wish they came from Maine rather than Idaho, but you can't have everything at Five Comrades. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
The Massachusetts minimum wage is $14, but the state house minimum wage for legislators is over $70,000. The perks and privileges of being a part-time lawmaker include extra pay for travel, free parking, health care, and a pension. Visit massfiscal.org to learn how to run for office. That address again is massfiscal.org, massfiscal.org. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the feds suspend the 18-cent per gallon federal gas tax that Democrats are clamoring for?
No. For once, Democrats aren't going to get their way.
81% say no.
All right. Deputy Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Deputy Bob.
Howie, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm calling to let you know of my intention to change my moniker from Deputy Bob to 10th Bristol District State Representative Bob.
Excellent.
Yes, with your encouragement, I pulled the nomination papers, and we'll see how it goes. But starting to collect signatures, working on setting up a OCPF account.
Yeah, an account, Office of Campaign and Political Finance account, yeah.
Yes, and that's the first thing that you need to do. They won't let me do everything. I need a treasurer and a campaign manager. Currently, I am the chair of the Fairhaven Republican Town Committee, and I could give you my telephone number, but I'm looking for help with this endeavor. One thing that just really motivates me, besides listening to your show and the encouragement of people to step up and run, is that in September they had asked me to chair the committee, and I thought I was too busy, it's too much, I don't know enough about it. But since that time, we set up a Facebook page, we have over 200 followers, and
that's good.
On the
Deputy Bob, I would just tell you figured it out, but I would tell anybody else who's thinking about running, remember, you don't have to give up whatever job you got. If you like your job or you don't like your job, you don't have to give it up, because they haven't been doing anything for 2 years. And you know, you could do as much or as little as you want. But this is going to be a year that, people are fed up with the way things are going. And this is the kind of year you could steal a seat, as they say. You know, I mean, you get when the tidal wave comes in, everybody gets washed away, and it only takes 150 signatures, and that's not that difficult. You know, I mean, we've been through these long campaigns to get ballot questions onto the state ballot. You need tens of thousands of signatures. That's tough. 150 signatures, not that difficult, as Deputy Bob is going to figure out. I hope you win, Deputy Bob, and we'll be in touch as the election gets closer. But again, go to massfiscal.org if you're interested in getting on the ballot as a Republican candidate for the legislature. They're looking for a lot, not a few good men and women, but they're looking for a lot of good men and women to prevent atrocities like what happened the other day, where they didn't even have a roll call vote on repealing or suspending the gas tax. It's ridiculous. We need to get some citizen legislators into the state house. Thanks for the call. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. Hey, thanks for speaking up to the little guy. Hey, I had my that way to go Brandon moment last week. Today, my little girl, my oldest, turns 21, and I asked her where she wanted to go for her birthday or what she wanted to do. And she said she wanted to go to the family farm up in Utah. We got a little piece of land. I'm in Arizona. It's 522 miles, and I instantly start calculating the gas money. And I just said,
oh, God.
Couldn't I just buy you a car instead and just stay home?
couldn't you just rent a helicopter?
Right.
Oh, my God. Right. 522 miles.
Let's go, Brandon.
yeah, that's a chunk of change just getting there and back. So I offered either a Honda or a Toyota, you know, something reasonable. Mm-hmm. And you know, I might be better off money ahead.
Yeah. Thanks. Oh, good luck, John. Maybe you should, in the meantime, just take, while you're trying to save up the money, just take her to Five Comrades tonight and get her a double the cheeseburger with bacon. Thanks for the call, John. Have a good weekend. Derek, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Derek.
Hi there. How
Hi.
Are you, Howie?
Quickly, Derek.
Long time, first time caller. Can you hear me?
Yes.
So I've been listening for the last few days about the millions of barrels of oil that most people that, you know, they don't even know the numbers. But if you look up the EIA numbers on what Trump was producing on his last day, what this country is producing, and you look up what we've done in 2021, I have heard some amazing numbers and everybody has just missed it. But if you look it up online at the EIA site, we were producing 16.5 million barrels a day.
Yeah.
Now that's what I'm finding on that site. Now in 2021, we're pulling 11.6.
Yeah, I have different numbers from the New York Post, but they're still down. The point is, they're down, not up, as Biden claims. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. During the break, I'm looking at the weather reports for sunny South Florida, where I am now, and the Arctic Circle, where I will be tomorrow. I'm not happy. I'm glad to be going back, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody in Boston and Massachusetts. But the weather leaves something to be desired. But what else is new, right, Grace?
You can tough it out for a couple days. You're made of strong stuff, Howard Carr.
That's right. That's right. I was born in the tundra. I can spend a few more days in the tundra.
The important thing is remembering that you're leaving. You know, that's what will really help you get through it.
I know, exactly. But right now, it's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the Police Blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
Every week at this time, we do our segments, Police Blotter Facts Friday. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny items or stories from your local daily or weekly newspaper, or more than ever now, the internet. Just email your stories to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com, or you can still fax in the stories to 857-284-8864. I just read that. It's kind of a tradition for the Howie Carr Show. No one uses it anymore, but I read it anyway. And at this time, just as long as they're funny, involving the local constabulary, send them in, and we may or may not read them at this time every Friday evening. And the two best entries of the week get a nice prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
They'll get a copy of your book, What Really Happened.
All right, Grace. And these the first ones we're going to read are the runners-up. They don't win the prize.
They don't win the prize, but they're very good, I have to say. All right, so starting off in Stuart, Florida, a woman is facing...
A little bit north of where I am. Just a little bit.
Thank goodness. A woman is facing DUI charges after deputies found her with a car full of deodorant spray.
Deodorant spray?
31-year-old Catherine Theodore huffed multiple cans of the deodorant before getting behind the wheel on Sunday. It was called a Right Guard deodorant, and they found multiple spray cans in her car. She also appeared to be impaired, and there was a strong scent of the deodorant.
She must have been impaired if she couldn't find something better to intoxicate herself with than Right Guard deodorant.
It's so funny, Howie, because you have a real knack for these things. Like, you get to the punchline. Or you get to the story before I even get there. She initially said she sprayed the deodorant because she liked the smell of it. She later admitted she drank alcohol earlier in the day.
Oh!
And then okay. She huffed the deodorant. So you're right. She was impaired before she was deodorant impaired.
So she was carrying a foreign load.
Yes.
As we used to say, before she got into the Right Guard deodorant. I think Right Guard used to be the number one selling deodorant in America back in the 60s. I didn't even know they made it anymore.
Right Guard was her, what do you call it, the last drink you have? Her nightcap. Naked Florida man with barbells accused of burglary threatening someone.
So he was naked, but he had barbells with him.
Yes.
How much Right Guard had he ingested before he left the house?
62-year-old Larry Gardner was outside a neighbor's home naked and banging on the sliding door with a barbell Monday evening. When the witness approached Gardner, that's when the nude man...
A sliding door. Sliding doors are usually glass. How long do you have to bang on a sliding door with a barbell before you have to worry about shards of glass?
Maybe he had soft...
Cutting your unshod foot.
Maybe he had soft barbells.
When the witness approached Gardner, that's when the nude man allegedly raised the barbell over his head and said, "I'll kill you." Authorities say the man then slapped Gardner, causing the suspect to drop the piece of gym equipment. Then the 62-year-old man...
Thanks for explaining it to us, what a barbell is, too. That was good.
Then the 62-year-old man grabbed a metal rod from the yard and chased the witness. The man then pulled his gun and told Gardner to drop the metal rod when another neighbor came out to help tackle Gardner to the ground.
Please
wait a second. Wait a second.
Go ahead.
He brought a barbell to a rod fight when he had a Roscoe in his. And by the way, where was the Roscoe?
No, you're misunderstanding. The victim had the Roscoe.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. The victim had the Roscoe. Okay, he was not naked.
So this is a happy story because he pulled that out in time to say, hey, okay, put down your rod.
He pulled his rod.
Yes.
And told him, put down your rod because my rod fires bullets.
Man accused of stealing dozens of downtown Topeka parking meters.
Really?
I've seen this movie.
Topeka,
yeah,
Kansas.
I think it's called, I think Paul Newman was in this movie, right?
No man can eat 50 eggs.
Cool Hand Luke.
A Topeka man is facing charges for stealing approximately 26 parking meters from the downtown area. David Allen Brookins the second.
Was he from the Brookings Institute?
He was booked. TPD says on March 3rd, 2022, their agency was informed of the missing meters. Then around midnight, TPD said someone noticed a suspicious person, later identified as David Allen Brookins the second.
He was trying to buy a case of beer with nickels.
You know what his sentence was?
What?
5 years and change.
Very good. Give yourself a...
Ha, 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 ha.
That's the Republican candidate for president 2024, according to the Deseret News in Salt Lake City.
A third time's the charm. Bull on the loose climbs strip mall stairs to elude would-be wranglers. We actually have audio of this. A bull on the loose north of Los Angeles navigated a freeway, city streets, and even a flight of stairs at a strip mall before it sprinted toward freedom. Before its spirited trot toward freedom came to an end. It's the opposite of sprinting towards freedom.
Wait, what are you, Joe Biden? Wait a second.
They were sprinted and spirited in their trot for freedom.
Wait a second, though. You know, this was a free roaming bull. Like, when was the last time you saw a bull on a leash?
That's true. That's true. The unusual pursuit began when the bull...
On the opposite side, when's the last time you saw a bull not in his corral?
That's true as well.
You know, you guys really should have been part of the comment team on this news story. Do you have this cut, Taylor? All right,
let's play. Use the stairs. Can cows walk upstairs? There we go. We're going to figure it out right now. Look at that. Who knew? Who knew? And that's not good. That's not good at all. Oh, man, here we go again. Foothill Boulevard, it's on Foothill. It looks like he made his way onto somebody's ranch out here. I was going to say, this is a kid's book in making. He's trying to get into the corral. He's trying to get into the corral. He's like bumping the gate, like he's like, hey. He's like, you wouldn't believe what I've been doing. I went up some stairs.
He went to visit the goats. There were a bunch of goats in that corral.
They're having fun, though, guys.
I think the best thing, though, was that he was on the boulevard.
Oh, very good.
Ha, ha, ha.
All right, police searching for naked Florida man who stole American flag.
He was trying to cover himself up, for goodness sake.
Yes, this happened near Ormond Beach.
He was trying to cover up his glory with Old Glory.
A naked man was captured on a porch surveillance camera stealing an American flag to cover himself up. The video shows the man approaching the porch while covering himself. It then cuts to him pulling down a flagpole and using it to cover his front.
Won't nobody help a naked man.
Did they apprehend the naked man?
Yes. No, they're looking for him, actually. They're asking for help to ID him. It's pretty clear footage, though. I'm sure they'll find him soon.
He wants Rambo, the stars so he can go behind bars.
Rambo wants to know, Grace, what was the bull's name?
Delilah.
I dare say that...
That's a transgender bull.
Is it a gender-fluid bull, Grace?
Oh, right.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. Whoa. It is ma'am.
To be fair, I mean, a lot of animals, they just go with a name and they don't change it. Like, Gunnar was, I mean, not that Gunnar is really any kind of name. It's not boy
or girl.
Pretty
androgynous.
Yeah.
It's like Dana.
Yes.
You know, Gunnar can be male or female, depending on, you know, how he feels that day.
Brazen couple caught having roadside sex in Google Street View photos.
Hubba hubba.
A couple has been caught having sex by the side of a highway. In photos uploaded to Google Street View, the explicit images were reportedly taken on Duke's Highway just outside the Australian town of Keith.
Crikey, mate. You think they'd had a few Fosters?
The saucy snaps. showed the Aussies enjoying each other's company in broad daylight while next to their silver BMW. The pair are clearly in the throes of passion.
Local marsupials were shocked at the display.
Man struck by car at Martin County convenience store asks if beer is okay. This is Hutchinson Island, Florida, Howie. I'm not familiar with it.
It's Martin County. It's just north of Palm Beach.
Okay. Authorities said a man is expected to recover from after a car smashed through the front doors of a Martin County convenience store and violently hit him. While video of the crash is dramatic, the victim was in good spirits and concerned about his beer.
I'll bet he was in good spirits.
While first responders tended to the victim, he was talking and remained in unusually good spirits, asking deputies if his beer he just purchased was okay.
Did they try to measure his spirit level?
Well, the cop did say this is just short of a miracle. I guess a 21-year-old woman was driving.
The beer wasn't damaged in the accident? Was that the miracle?
I guess a 21-year-old woman
He prayed to St. Ted Kennedy.
She was driving an SUV, and she meant to hit the brake but missed and smashed through the glass
doors. I hate it when that happens.
That's rough. By the way, Howie, Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by our Make Gas Cheap Again shirts. You guys can pre-order them at HowieCarShow.com. Just click on store.
And we'll be wearing those on Monday, I believe, if they come in.
Yes.
And check them out, HowieCarShow.com. Make Gas Cheap Again. It's a nice red T-shirt with a gas pump on it. Check it out.
And my winners are very good today, so I'm going to stop it there, and we'll be back with the winners.
All right. Do some more research on what that bull's name was.
I don't need to do any more research. It was Delilah.
Okay. All right. It's moving to West Hollywood, California soon. I'm Howie Carr.
Want to know what Howie is reading before the show?
All right. Now, let's see. Where were we? Oh, yeah. In the pit of despair.
Take a look at Howie's homework at HowieCarShow.com. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
All right, we're back for the winners in Police Blotter Facts Friday. And by the way, Grace, you know the lewd and lascivious Australian couple that
yes.
was pulled over? Do you know where they were parked, says Limerick Guy?
No, where?
He's done some research on this. They were parked in a breast area.
Ha, 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 ha.
Very good, very good. All right, here are the winners. Felony charge for leaf blower rage incident. Wearing a bathrobe and a holster on his hip, the owner of a $1.1 million Florida home threatened to shoot his next door neighbor and the man.
Is this a Marty Robbins song?
And the man's dog in retaliation for the victim's 7:45 a.m. leaf blowing. Investigators allege that Curtis Manfred.
You can't be blowing leaves at 7:45 in the morning. That's too early for this guy. He sounds like he was one of the earlier people that were mentioned in Police Blotter Facts Friday in some of those Martin County incidents.
Curtis Manfred Franz initially fired a pistol in the air 7 times yesterday morning as a neighbor on his on Sunnybrook Lane in Largo, Florida, used a blower.
Sunnybrook Lane. He doesn't have a very sunny disposition, does he, for living on Sunnybrook Lane?
His neighbor was using a blower to remove leaves from his roof. Minutes after hearing the gunfire, the neighbor told police Franz appeared in his backyard holding a firearm. Franz, the victim recalled, told him to stop using the leaf blower and then pointed his pistol at the victim's dog and said, "I'm going to shoot your bleeping dog." Franz then told the victim, "If you keep using your blower, I will shoot you too." The neighbor told cops that Franz was wearing a robe and had a black holster on his right hip. It is unclear.
Couldn't have had too many more rounds left in there.
It is unclear whether Franz was perturbed by the noise of the leaf blower or the fact that the leaves were being sent onto his property or both.
Does the guy from Sunnybrook Lanes know Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farms?
When officers contacted Franz, he was in a robe and appeared to be intoxicated by odor and slurred speech. No word on whether or not his eyes were glassy. But you know what? I have the mugshot here, and they do look rather glassy.
Budweiser, it's not just for breakfast anymore.
All right, here's our second winner. Florida man will not be winning 2022 Neighbor of the Year award. Meet Kenneth Clark Carlisle. For unknown reasons, the Florida man, 64, walked fully naked up the driveway of his next door neighbors and proceeded to... And proceeded to defecate atop a glass table on the victim's porch. Carlisle, cops say, was captured relieving himself in broad daylight on two separate angles of the victim's home security video footage. In multiple shots of this. When officers arrived at the Clearwater crime scene...
You needn't send me a link to these shots, Grace.
When officers arrived at the Clearwater crime scene...
They found it wasn't clear anymore.
Carlisle was spoken to through the door of his RV camper, and he was still visibly naked and highly uncooperative.
I'll bet he was high, just generally speaking.
This is not his first crime. He's also facing several criminal charges stemming from a December arrest that involved him drunk driving and discharging multiple firearms into a lake near his residence.
He was fishing.
Yeah, he fired the gun while seated in his car into the lake. Yeah, so he was fishing. Once again, everyone, police blotter.
I've heard of jack and deer while you're sitting in the car, but I've never heard of jack and fish.
People are just very, very angry.
Maybe he was going after gators.
Police Blotter Facts Friday, once again, is brought to you by our Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirts. You can get those at HowieCarShow.com. Just click on store. You can pre-order it, and we'll be able to show you them soon on the Rumble cams. But HowieCarShow.com.
You can see them on the website now, and they're there. And there's lots of other good deals at the HowieCarShow.com store as well. A lot of cheap bastard deals right now.
Yes, and that is it, Howie, for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
844-500-4242. That is that's the number if you'd like to call us. We're going to take a lot of calls here in the next hour, the final hour. Suspect nabbed in hammer attack on Asian man. This is the New York Post, has 47 prior busts. He's known as a transit offender, and he also identifies as a woman. So my question is, does that make him a transit offender? Or a trans offender. I'm Howie Carr. Ha, 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 ha.